Something that has caught my interest regarding this series is realizing that quite often we focus on things that are neither urgent nor important, but we see them as priorities. So we wrap ourselves around what we want to eat or what we want to get so much that we greatly despair over getting them instead of taking advantage of time. We do not thank God for our life. We do not value the people around us. We do not take care of what the Lord has given us. Rather, we simply pay attention to those desires that are here today, but not tomorrow, which our heart will never be able to satisfy because only the Lord can fulfill them. In this series, On the Road to Eternity, today, I want to talk to you a little bit about the importance of valuing life, knowing that although our journey in life is temporary, that our journey through it is fleeting, it is important to always value life and what the Lord allows us to experience daily. We need to value the people we have around us. It is more important to pay tribute, such as remembering, thanking, expressing love while we are alive, than when the person has left this earth. There have been many people we have said farewell to in death during this time. The pandemic has reminded us how fragile and weak we are and that we really need God. The pandemic has also helped us see that crying is part of life and that our time on earth is counted, that we do not know how long we are going to last here. We think that we are going to be young forever, but it is not so. Wrinkles arrive, years arrive, the weight of years also arrives. You will feel the weight of aches and pains, diseases and other issues of life. Therefore, it is indispensable to take advantage of life. It is extremely important, my beloved friend. When people ask me to pray for healing, we do it. But there are times when I must witness acts and carry them out, which are complicated, extremely difficult, regarding saying farewell to a loved one in death. It is one of the most complicated acts I must witness and carry out, giving a word and bringing comfort to lives, which is something only our Heavenly Father God can do. Nevertheless, also through these processes, I have learned and realized something. It is better to do things while being alive. Children who had been gone from home for years, who forgot about their parents, and after many years of not having spoken to them, perhaps due to anger, rage, resentment. Now they must appear, not in the best way, to bear farewell to that loved one, to that father, that mother, in front of a casket. I know that these are strong words, but if we do not talk about this clearly at times, how are we going to learn? If we are not clear about what God wants for our lives, where are we going to head to? How are we going to advance in this life? My beloved friend, it is important to learn about life, to learn from our mistakes, so we understand that a moment of rage should not blind us, and we allow years and months to go by without us talking, without us valuing. So, During the moment of bearing farewell in death, these sons and daughters show up crying. The husband or wife, the friend, the brother shows up. Beautiful flower arrangements are brought. Maybe the latest casket is chosen. A significant size plot of land is bought for the bureau. We dressed him on his best clothes. And at the end, all that expense, to simply say goodbye to someone who, while alive, we did not dare to value, who, while in life, we did not dare to love, who, while alive, we did not dare to invest time in. Then, tribute is paid and songs are played, maybe my mariachis. We try to have a beautiful tombstone, but then I ask myself, what for? While alive, we refuse to give him the best. While alive, we refuse to tell him, I love you. And we entangled ourselves even more so in the affairs of this world, forgetting what was most important. It seems like the moment of anger was better than remembering the good times and letting the offense pass, because it is hard for us to let it pass. But in the long run, what? My beloved friend, but in the long run, what? What is the use of a tremendous plot of land to bury him? To bury him there if he's not going to enjoy it? Why did you not invest on him while he was alive? Probably some of you who are listening to me right now experienced this and are feeling pain. But I am not talking to you through this devotional to make you feel guilty, but for you to realize that there are still people around you, that life continues, that there is still a new opportunity, that you are still alive. You were not called by the Lord simply to exist. You still have life and you must take advantage of it. If we do not learn from our history, it is most probable that we will have to repeat it. So let go of the guilt. The Lord gives you today if you show genuine repentance. Arise today, look what you have around you. Give thanks to the Father for each person he has placed next to you. Because you still have a chance. The past is behind. Now, you must lift your glance and realize that you must forgive, that you must let go of, that you must be free, that you must love and allow yourself to be loved by God. Experience true forgiveness that comes from the Father. And that true love is what will mark the difference so you do not repeat your same history while alive, my beloved friend. It is better to love others while they are alive. The word of God gives us comfort, an idea, an advice. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 4 on, it says, there is hope only for the living. While there is life, there is hope. As they say, it's better to be a live dog than a dead lion. The living at least know they will die, but the dead know nothing. They have no further reward, nor are they remembered. Following, it advises us in verse 9. Live happily with the woman you love through all the meaningless days of life that God has given you under the sun. The wife God gives you is your reward for all your earthly toil. Whatever you do, do well. For when you go to the grave, there will be no work or planning or knowledge or wisdom. I can point out that the summary of these words is while being alive. It is while being alive, my beloved friend. It is not when we die. It is when we are alive. Now is the moment. Now you have the chance to start again. There is a way to do things differently. There still is hope. But it is not up to God. It is up to you. How are you going to do it? You must decide. Have you given any thought to how much time you have wasted with that annoyance you had with that relative? It is unbelievable to live under the same roof and keep resentments and pain. It is hard to ask for forgiveness. It is hard to offer an apology or accept one. It seems that pride is more important and becoming arrogant seems to be the best thing to do. But once, my beloved friend, we are in front of that casket, once we are in front of that loved one who no longer hears, we want to express to him everything. But now, what for? Do not wait for that to happen to you. We are never prepared for that. But it is certainly a day we must live. It is a date we must face at some point. How are you going to live it? Daughter, son, you will give an account to God of all our days. So honor your father and your mother, even if they are no good. God gave them to you. They are your parents. Honor them, because honor afterwards, when they are not here and they cannot enjoy it, what is that honor for? Parents, enjoy your children, embrace them. Do not miss one single day telling them I love you, embracing them, giving them a word of encouragement, giving them direction, being an example for them. Because later, when it's their turn to depart to be in God's presence, it will be useless. Words will be useless. Details from the funeral will be useless, because those words will be taken by the wind. Those funeral details will crumble into dust. We come from dust and we return to dust. So, if you are going to cry over someone, cry while they are alive. If you are going to say, I love you, say it when they are alive. If you are going to give flowers, give them while they are alive. It is important. If you are going to smile, smile while they are alive. If you are going to share, share while they are alive. If you are going to buy a plot of land, buy it. Buy it while they are alive and enjoy it. Hence, the Bible says, while there is life, there is hope. It is better while they are alive. Enjoy yourself with those whom the Lord placed there with you. And if you get angry for a while, let go of the resentment, let go of the pain, and go and run to embrace them while they are still alive. Because you are here today. Tomorrow, we do not know. How many have you had to give a word of comfort to those who have said, how is it possible that he's dead if I spoke to him last night and now he's no longer here? In a blink of an eye, our life changes, and the time that is gone does not return. This is important, my beloved friends. Sons and daughters, remember your parents. Parents, remember your sons and daughters. Man who is listening to me, enjoy your wife, the woman of your youth. Stop seeking outside what God already gave you inside. It is here where your blessing is. It is nowhere else. Woman, focus on the man the Lord gave you. Forget about your pride and focus on your children, your husband. Stop looking at what you do not have and stop complaining about what you have not been able to accomplish. And thank heaven. Enjoy each moment. If you do not have money, take your children for a walk. Embrace them. Do not hide behind the excuse, I don't have any money, nor do I have anything to do. In the contrary, you have a lot to do. Money is not everything. An embrace, a gesture, a word changes everything, my beloved friend. Jesus purchased us on the cross at the price of blood. He gave everything for us, giving us the opportunity to live. How are you taking advantage of life today? Take care of your elders. Take care of your grandparents. Do good unto everyone you can do good to. In due time, you will reap the good if you do not succumb. Do not worry if they thank you or not. Live your life. Do not simply exist. Live it. Enjoy it. Go walk with purpose. And if you fall, look up to heaven. Extend your arms. May the Lord extend his right hand to raise you up and give you a new opportunity. Now is the moment, not later, because the Bible says that once we die, what remains on this earth stays, and at the end, we will be judged by the Lord. Father, I thank you for this word, for reminding us of your promises, and for teaching us the importance of being attentive, the importance of being grateful, the importance of valuing every detail. Even breathing is a gift. Thank you for everything, Lord, and I pray that we can understand by means of this series and this word that it is better while being alive. That it is now, not tomorrow, because perhaps tomorrow will not arrive. It is now. Father, heal each heart and help us to enjoy this gift that life gives us, that life gives to us. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Amen. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He reminds you that God always arrives just in time. He invites you to follow him in Instagram under Pastor Elias HC, and in YouTube, where you can find all of the Just in Time devotionals. In our YouTube channel, Just in Time Devotionals. He invites you to subscribe. He sends you warm regards and blessings.